Hey, sorry. I'm running a bit late, but I'm almost ready. I just need to grab my phone from the bedroom. No, that's fine. You can come on in with me. Where did I leave it? Oh, here it is. Okay, we can. What's up? What are you staring at? What are you laughing at? Oh my god. Fuck. I can't believe I left my dildo out. You're not gonna let me live this down, are you? Stop laughing, I'm serious. Stop it, you little shit. God, you're such an asshole. What do you mean, why is it black? I don't know. It just is. Why is it so big? Are you being serious? No, you're fucking with me, aren't you? Wait. You aren't? No, I'm not gonna forget it. You were totally serious about me telling me that you think this is a huge dildo. Okay, I feel a little bit bad breaking this to you, but this is one of the smaller ones they make. It's like maybe 5.5 inches. It's definitely under 6, and that's below average. It's most definitely not huge. And you're telling me you consider this a giant cock? Oh, no. We are not leaving now. You were happy when you were the one teasing me, so you don't get to say, duh, never mind, let's just go, when I start teasing you. Look at me. Look at me. Come on. Don't look away. Oh, are you blushing? That's so cute. You're blushing before I even asked you anything. But I guess you know what I'm gonna ask, huh? Do you have a small dick, honey? Do you? Is your pee-pee much smaller than my dildo? No, don't look away. You know what? You don't even need to answer. I can see it in your eyes. Tell me the truth, honey. Is this why you're so shy around girls, isn't it? Is this why you never get laid? But that's not the only reason that you haven't had a girlfriend, is it? It's partially because, well, you have a little crush on me, don't you? A little teeny eensy whittle crush, Oh, I've noticed. You're so painfully awkward when we're together. I'll be honest. I've seen the way you ache for me. I kind of cozy up more aggressively with other guys when we go out together. It's always kind of a turn on for me to go home with a well-hung guy. When I knew you would just be going home with blue balls. And let's be honest, honey. You've probably popped a little boner in your pants when we've been together tons of times, right? Only I never noticed. On accounts of that itsy bitsy nub between your legs. God, you're turning red. Okay, this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna take down your pants and we'll see just for ourselves whether I'm right or not. Stop. You think you can threaten me by telling our friends about the dildo? Oh, honey. You're no longer able to dictate terms here, understand? I'm the one who'll agree not to tell our friends about your embarrassing situation. If you're lucky, that is. But for now, I am taking down these pants. No, shut up. I am not asking you. I am not. This is happening. Just shut up and let me unzip your jeans. Oh, I can feel your heart pounding. Just calm down a little while I slide your boxer shorts down. while, there doesn't seem to be much of a bulge here, does there? I mean, I'm cupping your manhood. Oh, I'm sorry, your boyhood. Over your shorts, and there seems to be hardly anything there. Let's just... No! Oh, this is priceless. This is funnier than I thought. Oh, don't feel bad, sweetie. It's so cute. It's adorable. Is this how you imagined the first time you were naked for your crush would be, huh? I'm not saying it would make me scream, but it would be more of a howl in amusement than a scream of ecstasy. Oh, wait. I want to see something. Go get my dildo. Oh God, would you quit whining? How many times do I have to tell you? I am not asking you anymore. I am telling. Get my dildo now. Good boy. You know, this is why I was late, don't you? Because I just fucked myself with that delicious dildo. Oh, do you like the smell of that? You dirty fucker. That is as close to my pussy as you're gonna get. Okay, now I want to see my little dildo alongside your tiny cock. Oh, there we go. Just press it right up against your crotch. Oh. Oh my God, this is hilarious. Honey, you're so little. Your itsy bitsy stub doesn't even compare to my small dildo. I can stroke that with my pinky finger. You know, you better get used to watching from the sidelines while I find bigger, better men than you. Sorry, honey, you know you're my best friend, but you have a tiny little baby dick. Alright, put it away. And stop trembling. It's time to go out and have fun now. Will I tell anyone? You mean about your minuscule pin dick? Oh, well, maybe if you're a good boy. And you're nice to me. And you buy me drinks. And you point out sexy, eligible guys around the party. Maybe I won't tell anyone. But... You know, girls talk, honey, and I can't be held responsible if one of my girlfriends or some girl who's interested in getting to know you were to accidentally be informed about your unfortunate condition, can I? After all, it's just the truth, and well, it's just fun to watch you squirm. Come on, little guy, come hold my hand. I know it's not exactly what you envisioned, but I think this little discovery is going to bring us much closer together.